Betasurim, Viamanuda Rashtim Rachomim, the Chemish and Ishol, Lechochim, Vutar, and the Chochim was Matim now on Cholomoid, he could wash his clothing. Now, Hamatfeches, the Hayadayim, that means the towels that you wash your hands with, you wipe your hands on, or Mitzvachos Asvorim, and the barber that uses his sheet that he puts around you, and the people that's allowed to give a haircut to, he's allowed to wash his sheet also. Umatfachas asvug, that's by the base amerchats, by the bathhouse, also they can wash the towels there. Hazavin, viazobas, vianidis, viayodos, vicholoyle, mitumalatairo. Whoever becomes torn now on cholomoid, his areyelu matorum, these people are allowed to wash their clothing on cholomoid. Visharkolodim asum, everybody else is also to wash their clothing on cholomoid. So more stuff like this. Visharkolodim, everybody else, my time, asurim. What's the reason? How come they're also either to take haircut or to wash their clothing on cholomoid? Like, what's wrong? Nechura en lechot tzorach hamoid, godom is there? We add mifua things that are tzorach yomtif, you're doing for the purpose of cholomoid, you're allowed to. So who, you want to wash your clothing to have clean clothing? Or you want to take a haircut to look nice? What should be wrong with it? So Gemara says, could it not, we learned in the Masechta Tainis, that Anshei Mishmor, the Anshei Maimit, the people, the Kahanim that came to the Beis Hamikdash, you spend the week there in the Beis Hamikdash, or else the Yisraelim that also went to spend the week in the Beis Hamikdash by the Korbanos to be a Shliach of Chai Yisrael by the Korban Atomid, is Asurin Lesaper. They're also to take a haircut when they're there. They can't take a haircut when they're in the Beis Hamikdash. Ulechabe, so what then they can't wash the clothing when they're in the Beis Hamikdash? Mashenkin of a Chamishi, when it becomes Thursday already, then Mutar. On Thursday, they're allowed to take a haircut and wash the clothing, Mifnei Kvod HaShabbos. Because that's called Kvod HaShabbos, to take a haircut to wash the clothing on Thursday. Rakol Ponim, with the first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that they're there, they can't take a haircut and they can't wash the clothing. The question is, why not? The Yomar Rabba Bar Bar Chona. Omer Rabba Loza, my timer. What's the reason? Why can't the Anshe Mishma, why can't the Kahanim that are in the Beis Hamikdash doing the Avodah that week, why can't they take a haircut on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday? The Teretz is, Kadesh Lo Yikonsul, the Mishmaroson, Kishen Menuvolim. We don't want them to come into the Beis Hamikdash when they're still not looking nice, they're Menuvol. In other words, if the person knows he can take a haircut later, when he's at the Beis Hamikdash, he'll figure, now I'm very busy the week before. I don't have any time to take a haircut now. I'll wait when I first get to the Beis Hamikdash, and there I'll take the haircut. And in the meantime, he'll come to the Beis Hamikdash not looking nice, and that's not nice. The Chum didn't want that. Therefore, the Chum said, you should know, when you do get to the Beis Hamikdash, that first Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're not going to be able to take a haircut. You can't wash your clothing then. Therefore, people will make sure they'll wash and take a haircut beforehand, that they'll come into the Beis Hamikdash looking nicely. His Hochinami, the same reason applies here in Cholomoid. Kedei shelo yichnesu l'regel g'shem menuvolim. The Rabbanim did not want people to come into Yom Tov not looking nice. Their clothing won't be washed. They won't have a haircut, because they figure the week before Yom Tov, I'm too busy. I'll rather wait to Cholomoid, then I'm off, then I'm not working. On Cholomoid, I'll take my haircut. Then I'll wash my clothing. So the Rabbanim didn't want that to happen. Therefore, they made an issur that you're not allowed to wash your clothing or take a haircut on Yom Tov, on Cholomoid. Therefore, the person will have to do it before Yom Tov, and the man will come into Yom Tov looking nice. So in order that you should look nice on Yom Tov, the Rabbanim made an issur, you're not allowed to take a haircut or else wash your clothing on Cholomoid itself. So Boi Reb Zera, Zera clears a shout like this. Boi Reb Zera, Ov de lo yaveda erev haregel. True, the person was supposed to take a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, and really wanted to. But something came up on Erev Yom Tov, he lost an Aved, he lost something, and he was spending the whole day looking for it. So now, Kivon, the honest, since on Erev Yom Tov, he was an honest, like really he wanted to take a haircut then, but something came up that he was too busy then, he didn't do it. So Meili Mutter, such a person, maybe he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. For a regular person, we don't want you to push it off, we want to take the haircut on Erev Yom Tov. But yeah, the person was an onus. Maybe it's like the cases of the Mishnah. The same thing, the person comes from Dinas Hayom, the Beis HaShivya, the Yezid Beis HaSurim, people that were in jail, and they first came out on Chol HaMoed, they were allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because Erev Yom Tov, they were an onus. They couldn't do it Erev Yom Tov. There also, this person, since he lost something, and he spent Erev Yom Tov looking for it, maybe he's allowed to take on Chol HaMoed. Or Dilma, maybe not. Kivon d'lenuch chamilsam. It doesn't look to everybody so clearly, loy, you're not allowed to.
that not everybody knows this person taking a haircut is because he lost the Aveda. Not everybody knows about it. So if people see him taking a haircut, people think you're allowed to take a haircut on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, and after Lo Plug, to tomorrow even this person is also awesome. Rashi says, he didn't have time. Everybody's going to know the honest hoy. He was an honest. They'll say he waited to take the haircut on the Chol HaMoed, and he's allowed to do it. So that should be a reason why we don't let him take the haircut. So Gemara answered like this: Omer Abaye. Abaye said, "Avad like it's also because it's a late plug of Svarov Yomru Kol Asriken Asurin Srike Baisus Mutorim." That's a Mishnah Gemara and Psochim. But when you're making the matzah, you're allowed to make cracks like molds, designs on the matzah. So we hold in allowed to, because we're afraid if you make the molds, the cracks in the matzah itself, by the time you finish it, it'll become chometz. Even though Sarike Baisus, that was a mishpacha that knew how to do it very carefully, very fast, and by them won't become chometz, but we had to ask them and say they can't do it either. Because if people see them doing it, they'll think they're also allowed to do it, and we're afraid they'll become chometz. So you see, that's called the light plug. The Rabbanu don't want certain people yes, certain people no. They won't know why we're matter by you. So we have to say everybody's awesome. Here also, Havada, this person is not allowed to take haircut on Chol HaMoed. Even though he was an honest, he couldn't help it before Yom Tov. But since not everybody knows about it, if he'll take it, people will learn out from him. You're allowed to. Therefore, the Rabbanu said he's awesome. For the Gemara, the time according to your time, that there should be a light plug, we can't let anybody take the haircut. If so, Hodi Yom Rabasi. That's what Rabasi said, Om Rab Yechon, in the name of Rab Yechonon, that call me Shein Lo Yelacholak Yechon. Let's say somebody only has one shirt. That's all he owns, just one shirt. Is Mute Lechavse B'chol HaShemoyed. This person, he's allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed. The svar is, he for sure, let's say he washed it there of Yom Tov. Even though he washed it on there of Yom Tov, still it could become dirty though again on Yom Tov. So Melu will mat him to wash it on Chol HaMoed. If you only have one shirt, you're allowed to. So Taisa brings down to the Shalom yes then, so Monashrek, if you have three or four, maybe the same thing also. What's going to be if a guy owns four shirts and all four shirts got dirty the first day Yom Tov? So maybe he's also allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed? So Shalom says, by this no. Taisa, in Toyim, hechi chavz moed, ken yishov moed bloi cholok, b'shaz kibbus, came tart the 30th later. If your svar is because one, he can't help it. Him came tart inami. Him is lachu lomal nesaloi. If he had two shirts and both got dirty, it should be mutter. So it says, Yishleim with a dialoi bishtei chalukin. Echol li yom tev rishon, echol li yom tev acharin. So that's the svar that normal a person could manage with two shirts. See, if you have two shirts, they're bona worm out to you. But with one shirt, that namal we know has to get dirty, so therefore you'll have to wash it again during Chol HaMoed. And the other Torah brings down to Shalmi says that big day ketanim, if you have like diapers or young children, their clothing, mutal lechavsim b'moed, you're allowed to wash them on Chol HaMoed. Then ikarim shem ketanim, everybody knows their children's clothing, or mulechlochlem, they get very dirty fast. K'moy shem le'alecholak echod. That's as if you only have one cholak. In other words, children's clothing get dirty no matter how many you have. There it's a svara, if you only have three or four, so you'll get dirty on Yom Tov, and therefore you have to wash it on Chol HaMoed. Mashenkin, an adult, it's enough if he has two clothing, two shirts, that's enough.
Yeah.
So Gemara asks the Kashya Koponim, how does Rabbi Yochanan say if a person only has one shirt, he's allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed? Nechura, let's say, Hosam Nami, there also we should say, Yomru, people will say, Kol HaSrikin HaSurin, Srikin Baisis Mutorim. Like we said, we can't say that. We can't say everybody is not allowed to make their matzahs, put it into forms, but only these people that can do it carefully is allowed to. We say no, since we have to make it also for everybody, we're afraid they'll make it into chometz, even the people that know how to make it fast, also it's also for them. So if you say like a loy plug, they're about to say one straight lure. It's also for everybody, so why over here is it different? Why over here do you say if you only have one shirt, you're allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed? The Mishnah says, Stam, you're not allowed to wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed. So Gemara says, Oit Molo, we learned that din. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, you're allowed to wash your clothing if you have only one shirt. Omamar Baravashi, Izurai Machiacholov. His belt is showing us what's going on. Like Rashi says, Izurai Machiacholov. That means the mi shein lo yelacholak echad. someone that only has one shirt, poishtoi, when you wash it, you have to take off your shirt. So what do you wear in the meantime? You wear like your robe around it. Now, v'choygroi b'yezuroi, you put your belt around your robe. V'oymed u'mechabe sacholik, and you stand there and you wash your shirt. U'medi alachol shenle alacholik echon. This goes to show everybody you only have one shirt. In other words, usually when you're wearing a shirt, you put the belt around your shirt, like we do. We wear the belt around the shirt. And if you wear a robe around it, you don't have a belt around the robe. The belt is around the shirt. Now here, when you're taking off your shirt to wash it, you have to put the belt around the robe. So by the time when you're washing your shirt, you have your belt around the robe, everybody knows clearly what's going on. They know you have no shirt on, that they see clearly this is the only shirt you have, and that's why you have your belt around the robe. So everybody will know why you're washing your clothing. And they won't come to wash their own clothing. Because other people, if they have two shirts, so even when they're washing their shirt, their belt is around the shirt they're wearing. Now if they have a robe, the robe is around the belt, not the belt around the robe. So this person that only has one shirt, when he's washing the clothing, everybody could tell clearly, hey, this is the only shirt he has, and right now he's not wearing another shirt. So therefore it's mutter for him to wash his shirt. Rav Ashi learned like this, that Boye Reb Zeira, this was Reb Zeira's question, not if a private person, somebody, lost an aveda that something happened, couldn't take ek on Erev Yom Tif, like pshit tzos of him. Since everybody does not know what happened to him, they can't let him take the ek on Chol HaMoed, people will say you're allowed to. But that wasn't the question. The question was like this, what's going to be in the case of Umein She'ovdo Loy Aveda, Erev HaRegel? Let's say you have the Baba. Chaim Yankel, the barber of the town, he's usually open Erev Yom Tov, giving a haircut to everybody. This Erev Yom Tov, he was closed. Why was he closed? The word went around, because he lost the chvais, his diamond ring, he lost something, and he's looking around for it right now. So since he's looking around for it right now, everybody knows, though, that he was busy on Erev Yom Tov, because everybody needs him. So in such a case, ma, what's going to be the halacha? Here it's better than a private person. A private person that lost an aveda, not everybody knows about it. So if he's going to wash his clothing or take ekor and chol hamoed, people think you're allowed to do it. But here he's the famous barber. Everybody went to him on Erev Yom Tov, and everybody saw he was closed, so they knew something was wrong. So if they see him taking ekor and chol hamoed, maybe there's nothing wrong. People know he was busy on Erev Yom Tov. Ki von diumenu. Since he's a worker, he's a barber of the town, mucha milsa. Everybody knows that the reason why he was closed on Erev Yom Tov was because something happened to him. He had a notice, he was looking for his Aveda, he couldn't take the haircut on Erev Yom Tov. So therefore maybe he is allowed to take it on Chol HaMoed, just like the people in the Mishnah are allowed to take it on Chol HaMoed. Or Dilma still maybe no. Kivun Leimucha Milsa, Kihanach, it's not so known like the cases of now. Mishnah, Loi, there's no hetter for him. Take it, we buy by Kasha. If the case of now, Mishnah is, if a person goes away, chutzum dinas hayom, he left town for a month, and now he comes back on Chol HaMoed, so the whole town knows he's out of town, he's away for a month. The same thing if you're a b'shivya, you're captured. Everybody knows this person was captured. If you come out of jail, everybody in the town knows you came out of jail. So there it's a big pirsa manusa by you. If you take ek on Chol HaMoed, people won't come to learn, you're allowed to. Ma'ashay can hear this umin. Since Lamaisa, true, he's a baba, but not everybody in town uses him. Not everybody needs a haircut today. Not everybody's going to know about the aveda that was lost. So even though a lot of people will know, but maybe won't be known as much as the other case, therefore it's a swear to say maybe it's also here. Tomorrow, Blas by Teiku, we talk about don't know, it's a suffix, if such a person is allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed or not. Right, Mimdina Sayyum. The Mishnah says the first case is if you took a trip to America and you come back to Eretz Yisrael, come over the ocean on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to take a haircut. The Mishnah says now Mas Nisin to like Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not come out like Reb Yehuda Shita. The Tanya we learned Reb Yehuda Oimer Habo Mevdina Sayom. If somebody comes back from over the sea on Chol HaMoed, that's when the ship lands, is Lo Yigaleich. He's still not allowed to take a haircut now on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because he went away without permission, like who told him to leave Eretz Yisrael in the first place? So we're talking about Eretz Yisrael here. So to leave Eretz Yisrael, you have to have permission, like you have to have a right. If you left without Rishus, So then, like who asked them to go? That's not called you're an honest. So when you come back down to Chol HaMoed, still you can't take Yekut. So Rashi says like this, that Mefnei Sheyot Shlei Brishus, Kleimar, Hoyov Lo Yotzer Brishus Acherim, Ela Baratzen Atzmoy Lav Onesu. It wasn't that other people agreed to send you, you had to go. You didn't go for the purpose of other people. You just went for your own sake, like we'll soon see what he means. So therefore, Lav Onesu, you're not called an honest. So therefore, you can't take a haircut. So Gemara explains now. Omar Rova, Lo Shot Divrei HaKolosa. A person's family is there to Israel to take a visit, to tour the world, that's Osir, and if you come back down to Chol HaMoed, you can't take a haircut. Drashi Loshut, Im Yotze Shno Letzarech, you left Eretz Yisrael for no purpose. For Lo Yotze Elekadei Loshut Boilam, you only went to visit, tour of the world. Lo Roysa to see it, for Chol HaMoed, you came back on Moed, is Divrei HaKolosa, Legalech V'Moed. You can't take a haircut now with Chol HaMoed, because you have no right to leave. So therefore, by coming back, I can't say you were honest. I can't say like you were forced. Something happened. No, you shouldn't have left in the first place. So even the Chum of Al-Mishnah would also agree you're not allowed to take Eker in such a case. Limbizoinus, let's say somebody left because he had to find a panosa. He couldn't make enough money. He didn't have what to eat. So that you're allowed to leave to make a panosa. Is Divrei HaKolosa that everybody holds if he comes back in Chol HaMoed, the ship lands back in Chol HaMoed, for sure he is allowed to take Eker. Because he's called an honest, he left with permission, he's allowed to go to look to make a panosa. So Rashi Lemazoinus, Sheyotze b'moed achreim, is divri, b'choze b'moed, achreim, he returned on moed, is divri hakel mutla galech b'moed, lefish yotze b'yoinus, like he had a right to leave. Le'nech l'ku, where is the machlekes was saying, that our Mishnah says you're allowed to, and Yeb Yudah says you're not allowed to, el l'aviach, l'avicho. Somebody left town, not for the purpose to make a panosa, to make what to live on. He has enough money here to live on. But he wants to become rich. He wanted to make more money. So that's why he went to America, to make more money, and then he came back to Eretz Yisrael and Chol HaMoed. Ma Madmalei Koloshet, Heis, Reb Yehuda's Machman says that he had no right to leave, and therefore it's by taking a trip, that when you come back at Chol HaMoed, you're not an honest, you can't take a haircut. Umar, our Mishnah, Chomolds, Madam Lelkilamazinus. That's called like Mazinus. A little bit money, a lot of bit money, but Kolpurim, you wanted the money to have an easier life, so it's for purpose. Therefore, when you come back on Chol HaMoed, it's called, he came back beyond this, and you're allowed to take a haircut. So that's the Machlokes of Yudah now, Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds, if you leave for the purpose to make more money, you have a right to leave, and if you come back on Chol HaMoed, you have a right to take a haircut. And if you don't know, you don't have a right to leave, you shouldn't leave just to make more money. Meisve, have a kasha. Omer Rebbe, Rebbe said like this, Nirin divrei Reb Yehuda kishiyotze shlei brishus. I like what Reb Yehuda says, that if you come back and Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to take a haircut, when the person left shlei brishus. He didn't leave with permission. In other words, he went just to take a tour. V'divrei chachomim kishiyotze brishus. But I like what the Chum say when a person left Rishus. So Pashuta means if he went from Mizaynus that you're allowed to. That's what Rebbe said. So Chodomar explains now. My Shaloi Rishus. What does he mean to say he left Shaloi Rishus and then he likes what Rebbe Yudah said? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Loshut, the person Mamish went just for a tour to visit the world. For Amrit, so what are you telling me now? It's only according to Rebbe Yudah Shita. We just said before that Divrei HaKolosah. Even a Chum HaMoed in such a case, she had no right to leave. So therefore, when you come back on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to take a haircut. V'yel alul mazoinus. Elamai, you have to say, we're talking about now where the person left for mazoinus. He left for the purpose of making a panos. He didn't have what to eat here. He had to go out to make more money. For the Umar of Amrit in such a case, Divrei HaKolosah. He said, everybody holds a smutter, even Reb Yehuda holds a smutter. So how could Reb Yehuda say he likes Reb Yehuda Shita when you went out Shlei Brishus? If you went out for the purpose of making a panosa, you're allowed to, and you're allowed to take a haircut then. Elab Shita, what does Rebbe have to be talking about? La'avicha, that the person left for the purpose of making more money, to become rich. So Mashma, Rebbe holds like Reb Yehuda, that if a person goes out to make more money, you have no right to leave for that purpose. And therefore, if you come back on Chol HaMoed, you're not called an honest, and you can't take a haircut. So that's Rebbe Shita. For the Gemara Eim HaSefer, what did Rebbe say in the Sefer? That Nirin Divrei Chachamim. I liked the words of the Chachamim. Kishiyotze Rishus, when a person left with permission.
Now, my brishus, what does it mean left with permission? Eli Melim is Zoinis, he went, Mamish, he had no money here to make panosa to feed his family. We said before, everybody holds this mut, even Rabbi Yehuda. So how could Rabbi say, I like the dear words of the Rabbonin, Mashmer and Yehuda argues. If the person went from Mizoinis, even Rabbi Yehuda should be Moida, you're allowed to take a haircut when you come back. What he meant, brishus, I like what the Chum say, means the person went to make a panot to become rich. And still you say, what you like what the Chum say, that you were allowed to take a haircut. You had a right to leave. Over there, it's a stira. For Yarmouth, you just got finished saying, Nivre, Nirin, Divre, Abiyuda, Biho. You just got finished saying, no, you like what Abiyuda says in this case. So, of course, a stira. What is Rabbi saying? It's a stira in Rabbi. So, Mora says, Hochi Kramer. This is what Rabbi meant to say. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbonin. I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda to the Rabbonin kishiyot shloi brishus. That when you went out shloi brishus, in other words, he's just explaining now. He's not really saying a new sheet to Rabbi. Rabbi's just explaining what's going on here. That Rabbi Yehuda is halacha. That you went out without permission. That if you come back, you can't take a haircut. Even the Rabbonin also agreed to that halacha. When kishiyot shloi brishus or ma'ani yuloshut. If a person went out to take a tour of the world, he had no right to leave Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, if you come back in Chol HaMoed, you can't take a haircut. Why? That's what Rebbe just meant to say. Rebbe just meant to say, in this case, there's no machlokes Rebbe Yud in the Rabbonin. Even the Rabbonin also agree it's also to take a haircut in Chol HaMoed. Vaito. Sha'afilu chachomim lo nechlu kuwolov elo larvicha. The only machlokes is only when you're going out to make more money. But not kedei panosoi. Avo loshut. Mashenken, if you go out to take a tour, to visit the world, moidelei, that Chachamim agrees with you, this also. Vaita, v'nir and divrei, what did Rabbi say, Vaita? V'nir and divrei, Rabbonin Rabbi Yehuda. I like the Rabbonin's words that you are allowed to take a haircut, that sometimes come out even contribute to Shita. When? Kishyot Rishus, when you left there to sow with permission. Oh my niyu, what does that mean? Limazinus. If you left the house to be able to make panosa, to make money, to feed your family. Because in such a case, Sha'afil Reb Yudel Nechlukualov. Even Reb Yudel doesn't argue on this. Elo Leavicha. The only time that he argues is only if you're leaving Lahavacha just to make more money. Avo Limazinus. But if a person left his house beforehand in order to make a panosa, moidelhu, then Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that this person is allowed to take haircut in the Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi is not saying any in-between shita, just explaining in which cases Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Rabbanan shita, and when did the Rabbanan agree to Rabbi Yehuda shita. Omar Shmuel, Kotin ha-noilad b'moed. What's going to be if a kid is born on Chol HaMoed, and he's born with a head full of hair? And the parents want to give Meikot in Chol HaMoed. Halacha is Mutar Lagalech B'Moed. You're allowed to give Meikot now in Chol HaMoed. Why? Shein Lecho Beis Hasum Godol Mizeh. He's not worse than the case in the Mishnah of a guy who was locked up in jail before Yom Tov, and he gets freed on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to give Meikot now in Chol HaMoed because he couldn't have taken it before. Shein Lecho Godol Mizeh. If a guy was in his mother's stomach and he first came out on Chol HaMoed, Havad, this is the first time he could take Meikot, he's allowed to take Meikot in Chol HaMoed. And Rashi says a Diyek. Rashi says, "Kotin anilu b'moyid for loy Cyrus gedolim." He has a lot of here. Mutal lagalech b'moyid sharoishoy hametzaroi. It's a diyek hametzaroi. Mashmoni, if the hair is so big, it gives him pain. But if it doesn't give your kid pain, then you shouldn't give meikot even on Chol HaMoed. So, yes. So Mar makes a deed now, b'moyedin, only if the kid was born on Chol HaMoed. But mikoraloi, mashma, if the kid was born erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, since you could have given the haircut then, you're not allowed to give it to him on Chol HaMoed. Even for a kid 1 year or 3 days old, you can't give him haircut on Chol HaMoed. Most of the Pinchas has a kash on this, that the loch reads, kol elu sharmu mutarim lagalech b'moyed, all the cases are now Mishnah, that it says he's allowed to take a haircut even on Chol HaMoed, the locha is, mutal lagalech b'mei avolei. When he becomes an ovel, well, let's say his father, his mother died, he's an ovel, he's still allowed to take a haircut. Person that came over the Medina Sayom, came from Beis HaShivio and Beis HaSurin, he's allowed to take a haircut even b'mei avolei. The deek is like this. Ha osel galech b'moid, mash me somebody that's now going to take hekon on cholamoid, whoever is osel, his talk osel galech b'meyavoloi. That same person is also to take hekot when he's a novel. A novel can't take hekot. Only the people that the Mishnah says is mutter to on cholamoid could do it on b'meyavoloi. The mashma, whoever is also to do it on cholamoid, is also b'meyavoloi. So now, the yarmut, if you want to tell me now, that even by a cotton is bay plukta, that by cotton is a